if the occasion is important enough, then you would use the Litany of the Saints, you know, and this is certainly, you know, a very important occasion for the Universal Church, you know. It starts off first invoking God the Trinity, and then Mary the Mother of God, and then the angelic saints like Michael the Archangel, and then the apostles, and then martyrs, and then other saints who didn't actually lose their lives but who lived their lives, and so they're kind of roughly in historical sequence. It's actually a functional song. It takes the cardinals from one venue to another venue, and this is the music that accompanies the procession. You know, in a more secular, courtly environment, you might have, you know, trumpets blaring or, you know, a string quartet or who knows what playing, you know? Whereas in an ecclesiastical procession, the singing of the litany would be, you know, a more sober and also more kind of solemn thing, because it actually invokes these the saints who are, you know, kind of the sort of living history of the church community. Song and music, you know, has a way of not only uniting voices but also of uniting hearts, you know. It tends to be, you know, a very powerful and evocative way of praying. You know, without the musical element, it would be rather flat. You know, probably be like Congress or something, you know, or Parliament. Sancte Petri et Paulae, ora.